up, y'all? It's your man Ernest, or you love Ernest, back again with another episode of the My Two Cents Podcast. In this week's episode, I'm doing a review for Hydro the MC. Once again, this is his second review this year because he dropped another album, this year in 2023. This one came out in August, sometime before my birthday, I believe. And now I'm getting to the actual review of, again, his latest project, The Greater Good. Hydro the MC, I reviewed, this is not his first project, but that was the first time I listened to Hydro the MC with Fabergé Egg. Again, I reviewed that somewhere near the top of this year, or, you know, a few months ago. I'm just going to say that a few months ago. I reviewed that project, really enjoyed that project there. You know, go check that out if you want to know my thoughts on it, other than, you know, me saying things like I really enjoyed it. And now we're here with this project, The Greater Good. And I think it's really amazing how this dude is just... And like I said that in the Fabergé Egg review, and I'm saying it here. This man really is, like, the best rapper that's unknown to man. Like, and what I mean by that is, like, yeah, we talking about you. There's already a title for that, Underground. This man is, like, straight up from the underground. I don't know of where else you can find his music outside of YouTube and SoundCloud. You know, it might be on the other streaming services, but that's the only places I can access his music. But also, him just being independent, unsigned and everything adds on to the underground aspect of it, of course. But him being underground is not the reason why I feel as though he's the greatest rapper that a lot of people don't know of. It's because it's the talent. Like, dude is... everything. And if you're listening to this review and it might sound similar to Fabergé Egg's, or what I said about him during Fabergé Egg, it's because, I mean, nothing other than the music, obviously, in the album, nothing much has changed, you know. The flows are still nice, the rhyming, the character, the charisma, all of that is still nice. My thing is, like, a lot of people will talk about how they want their artists, like, they'll say things, especially about rap artists, like, yeah, this rapper can rap, but they are not really a personality, right? Like, their personality isn't there, or it's not coming out within the music or whatever. Again, Hydro the MC is literally, I want to say, the perfect package when it comes to, you know, someone who can rap. Someone who can make good music. It's not just the whole rapping. The music does actually sound great. And he's a personality. And it's like, what more do you want? And it's not that I didn't know this. You know what I'm saying? I've been knew this about hip-hop fans in general. But a lot of them will say they want an artist who has the perfect trifecta. You know, the personality, the bars, but also makes good music. But in actuality, they only want one of the three. Or they want something that is much more simpler, much more palatable, I guess, than what MCs like Hydro the MC gives, you know? Now that's their taste. They're being the people who want that, but just know what the hell you want. You know, don't go into listening to a project like this and saying this is the type of shit you want, but then you don't really support the artists who make this type of music. You're not supporting Hydro the MC. You know, that's just my thing on it. But I'm not here to talk about what the people want. I'm here to talk about my thoughts on this album. This is yet another banging, dope-ass project from Hydro the MC. I don't think that I've ever heard, at least, I mean, I've heard artists that drop two back-to-back, like, just amazing projects. But not within the same year. You know what I'm saying? This is a first for me. Like it was, and let me make it even more specific. I don't think I've ever heard an artist that I've heard for the first time drop two back-to-back projects within the same year, within months from one another. Hydro the MC is not only just a unicorn when it comes to being a dope MC in today, but a unicorn in that sense. I told y'all during the Fabergé Egg review, this is my first time listening to Duke. That was my first time listening to Duke. And I became an instant fan. Like, it wasn't like, oh yeah, okay, yeah, I like what I'm hearing. It was, no, I'm a fan. I'm a fan. Straight off this one album, I'm a fan. You know what I'm saying? It was one of the hottest albums that I heard this year. And then just the same artist coming out with another project that is poised to make one of the best albums that I listened to, one of my favorite albums that I listened to in 2023, because this project was really dope. Sonically, it sounded a lot different from Fabergé Egg when it comes to the production. He didn't necessarily have, I believe his name is Daniel Bailey. Hopefully I'm not mispronouncing his name, or didn't mess up his name. He didn't have Daniel do all the production here, but Daniel does produce on here. There are a number of producers on it, this project, and they all meshed well with Hydro's style. Hydro killed every single beat that they gave him. Every bit of production that was on here, Hydro killed it. And at this point in time, it's like, yo, like, I don't want to be the dude that's like, okay, I'm just gonna give him. I'm still gonna make my list, no doubt. And actually, like, I will get into the list of, you know, my favorite albums of, you know, this year and all that good stuff. Of course, his favorite songs and all that good stuff, right? I'll get into that. But this is just an amazing project. Another amazing project. And I'm highly impressed. I'm highly impressed because, like I said, this is a first for me as a music fan to actually listen to somebody for the first time. Again, because I'm still fairly new. This is his eighth project, by the way. But this is my own. I'm behind. I have six more albums to listen to from Duke. You know what I'm saying? And although I didn't hear any of the albums prior to Fabergé Egg, listen to a Fabergé Egg, I was saying it might just end up being my favorite Hydro project. Well, then this one usurped that. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, golly, like, this dude is fire. You know? And I feel as though, like, the more he makes projects, I hope he continues to make music, you know, because he's really got a talent for it. A lot of the themes or just subject matters that he talked about on Fabergé Egg, he covered here. Again, they're only a couple months apart, so it's not like I'm expecting too much of a difference as far as content goes. But, you know, this one was a lot more, I want to say, unique as far as sounds goes for the most part of the album. Far more unique than Fabergé Egg, and again, that's no dig on Fabergé Egg because I still feel that project a lot. You know, I still enjoy that album. But this one right here, again, is taking the cake, but he might drop another album months from now, or, you know, months from now being in 2024, of course, and you know, I'm like, damn, this one is my favorite. He's that type of artist, you know, and he's looking like to be that type of artist, you know. Another reason as to why he is so special to me is just like, again, and this goes for just any type of artist. He's the first artist that I've ever given back-to-back 10 ratings for their project. Whether it's a new artist or old artist, whatever, I've listened to them for the first time or not, it's back-to-back 10 ratings. I gave Fabergé Egg a 10, and I'm giving this a 10 as well. This is just automatic dopeness. Again, I have to say this, if you are really a true fan of hip-hop, you know, And not just niggas that know how to rap because they know how to rap. Shout out to them. But you know what I'm saying? He's, like I said, Hydro is the perfect trifecta if you are someone that always says that you want more than just hot lyrics. He's got the personality. He has the lyrics, he has the bars, and the music actually does sound good at the end of the day. It's not some samey old time beats, you know what I'm saying? It's not the same samples that a lot of underground or independent rappity rap artists use, you know? It's different, you know, from all of that. And Hydro can definitely compete with those cats, but you know, if I'm the only one talking about him, I don't know how much I can help as far as getting his name out there. Nah, but this is a pretty dope album, man. You know, a really good album. I'm trying to contain my excitement like I was with Roberge Egg. It's a really good album, and I really enjoyed listening to this thing here. And like I said, it's another 10 out of 10 for me. So there's that. I'm going to do a commercial break. And then I will do an announcement. I'm not going to do favorite tracks, but I will do an announcement as far as how the rest of this year is going to look for this podcast. So hit you with a commercial break. Then we'll get back to the schedule. Stay tuned. So I don't just like listening to music with a socially conscious message. I like to talk about these things as well, and I do so on the Earnest Thoughts podcast. The Earnest Thoughts podcast is a weekly podcast, just like this one, where I talk about social issues going on within the world, going on within the United States, life in general, pretty much everything that's outside of music specifically, because I have this wonderful podcast for that. So if you want to hear my thoughts on anything outside of the music, check out the Earnest Thoughts podcast. You can check that podcast out and subscribe to it on the same platforms you're listening to this podcast. I appreciate your listening. All right, I am back. Not with the favorite tracks because, I mean, I love all of them. Nah, but, you know, I'm not doing the favorite tracks. I do have favorite tracks, of course, but I'm not doing the favorite tracks cut here. Just want to get straight to the point. So, I have created a holiday schedule for how I'm going to do the podcast. This is for the Earnest Thoughts podcast as well, the ad that you just heard. So, this will be the last episode for the month of November, and for the next 2 weeks leading, you know, the week of Thanksgiving and that other week, I'm gonna take off, and then Saturday is the 1st of December, if I'm not mistaken. That's what it said on the calendar. So Saturday is the 1st of December. That will be perfect because, well, that's when I will start recording on the 1st of December, and then obviously put out an episode that week, and then an episode the other week, and then I once again, just like with this month, I'm going to take the last 2 months of December off. Now, I know usually at the end of December, I put out my favorite songs and albums of the year. Here's why this is the perfect time for me to implement this new holiday break. Well, because again, the new year starts on a Monday. So I can record that episode that Sunday, right? December 31st, and then put that episode out on Monday, January 1st. I can do that. And I know I do the Spotify Wrapped year-end review as well. That's actually going to be something that I do for both podcasts. It's going to be this podcast in particular, not the Earnest Thoughts. The Earnest Thoughts' podcast results are going to come out before the end of 2023. But as far as this podcast goes, in fact, I might just skip one of the albums that are that I'm gonna review or listen to and review and do that. Either or, like the schedule, whatever the content. I didn't plan out the actual content of these episodes yet. I just planned out when I'm going to actually record for these episodes. So just a warning to y'all: the next 2 weeks. For this month, for the rest of this month, you're not getting an episode from me. You know, the My Two Cents podcast. Plenty of episodes that are on this podcast. If you haven't listened to, I please encourage you to do so. I understand you might want to listen to something new, per se, on the holiday break or so. But I need my holiday break as well. So, yeah. With that being said, until next time, until next episode, if you are celebrating the holidays, whatever that holiday is, enjoy yourself. If you're not, at least enjoy the break, you know? You will hear from me in December. All right? Take care.